Blog Talk Radio.
My. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Army on Blog Talk Radio. I'll tell you, we are excited about what the Lord is doing today. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here at the Prayer Army on BTR. And we are just so excited to have all of you join us, and it is a wonderful day. I want to thank our great friend, Dr. Bernard Johnson, for his selection on today. The Holy Ghost is moving down in my soul. Oh my, we do applaud him today. The world's greatest gospel saxophonist. Oh, I'm telling you, may God forever bless you, sir. And I'm telling you, today is a very special day, and we do greet all of you in the mighty name of Jesus, the matchless Lamb of God. And before we go any further, would you please bow your head with us in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we just come this evening. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you from the very bottom of our heart, from the very bottom of our soul, mind, spirit, from every fiber of our being. We just say thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you give. We adore you. We worship you. We honor you. Holy thy name. There is none like you, none beside you, absolutely none like you. Can't nobody do what you do. You're the great I am. You're the greatest. You're the greatest than the great. You're the greatest than the greatest. You're the best than the best. You're better than the best. You're stronger than the strongest. You're bigger than the biggest. We bless your name, Almighty God. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We respect, we reverence your holy name. And we thank you for this moment that we get to come in your presence and share on your behalf. Now have your way. Take over this program for the next 13 minutes and do whatever you want to do. And we give you praise. We thank you and we bless your name, Almighty God. Come on, give him a praise clap, somebody, and tell him thank you. Oh, bless his wonderful name. Yes, there's absolutely nobody like him. Can't nobody do what he does. He is absolutely marvelous, glorious in all of his works, in all of his ways. I'm telling you, and we certainly do honor the Lord today. And we lift him up, we glorify him, we magnify him. We declare that he alone is God, and beside him there is none other. Oh, bless his name, bless his name. Now, at this time, we're going to ask you to please get your Bible and turn with us to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 25, and let's note verse 9. And Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God said unto him, wow, that is so amazing. Let us read that again. And Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered, the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. Good God Almighty, what a promise. Now here we see Amaziah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign. He is a leader, very young, taking the throne. And the Bible says he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. In other words, he was somebody special. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. As he was doing what was right, he was not doing it with a perfect heart. His heart really wasn't in what he was doing, in the right thing he was doing. He was doing right, you know, but his heart was not in it. Glory to God. And then it came to pass when the kingdom was established to him, when he got ready to take the throne. Are you listening? When he got ready to take the throne, when the throne, in other words, the kingdom became available for him, he slew all of his servants. Every last one of his servants, he killed them. And these were the servants that had killed the king who was his father. They took his father out so that he could come to the throne. And when he came to the throne, all of those took the king out so he could move up. These are the people that he killed. He killed every one of them. There was a little twist here. He did not kill their children. He allowed their children to still remain alive. Because it was written in the book of Moses, remember, where the Lord had commanded, saying, the fathers shall not die for the children, neither shall the children die for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin. So this is prophecy that's taking place in the life of Amaziah. And moreover, Amaziah, what did he do? He gathered Judah together, because he's, you know, he's this big leader in Judah, gathered them together, and he made them captains over thousands and captains over hundreds, and all of this according to their fathers, from the houses of their fathers. And throughout all Judah and all Benjamin, he numbered them from 20 years old and above, and then he found them 300,000. Good God Almighty, are you listening? He found them 300,000 choice men. 300,000 choice men who were able to go to war. These men were some of the best. They were better than all the rest. Can you imagine 300,000 men who know how to fight? They knew to handle the spear, and they knew how to handle the sickle. But, oh, my friend, he hired, in addition to that, he hired also 100,000 mighty men of valor. He hired them out of Israel, and he paid 100 talents of silver for these men. And after he had given all of this for the army, and remember, we here on the prayer army, and after Amaziah had given all of this for the army, all of a sudden, a man of God, and this man of God began to talk to him, and he began to talk to him as a king. He says, "O king, let not the army of Israel go with you. Don't let them go with you. For the Lord is not with Israel." The Lord is not with Israel. Israel, do not allow them to go with you. When you get ready to fight, don't take them, because the Lord is not with them. Oh, my Lord. Mm-hmm. And all, as the Lord, you know, with all the children of Ephraim, in other words, leave Israel. Don't take them, because God is not with them at this point. But there is a group, there is a children whom God is with. That is whom you take with you. And then he began to talk with the man of God. And the man of God let him know, "But if thou wilt go, do it. Be strong for the battle." If you're going to go anyhow, do it. You be strong for the battle. God shall not make thee fall before the enemy. Power to help, and God has power to cast down. Now, Amaziah, instead of him listening to the man of God and agreeing with the man of God, the first thing he's thinking about, all that he has done, all that he has given, all the money he's unpaid for the mighty men to fight, or all the stuff that he's bought for the army, and now the man of God is going to help. That is, he needs warriors. That is, he needs soldiers to fight in the army, and the man of God is going to tell him to not include a certain group of people with him in the war, but to allow them to just go back home, or just disconnect from the army, and he really, really needs them. But the man of God says, "Look, the Lord is not with them. No matter how bad you need them to fight in this army, God is not with them. You don't need to bring them, you know, in this battle, because, you know, that's a guarantee of losing if you bring the wrong people when you're fighting a war. You're fighting a battle and you bring the wrong people, you know, that can equal failure as well." Amaziah, now he's talking with the man of God, and all he's talking about is, but for a brief moment, all he can think of is all that he has given. He's given so much for this army. He's paid out so much. So he began to ask the question. He said, "Well, man of God, tell me, you know, I done paid hundreds. I done paid my money for all of this. I have given so much to this army. I've given so much to this army. I've given so much to the army of Israel, and you're telling me out of all that I paid out that I cannot take them with me? You're telling me that God is not with them, so I might as well not take them with me, but to take the other children of Ephraim to the battle? Well, what about this and all I have given? I've given so much for this army. Now, here is the clue. And the man of God answered the king, "The Lord is able to give thee much more than this." Oh, my friend, no matter how much you've given, how much you've paid out, all of your sacrifice and offerings and giving and devoted work and everything you've done, it can never touch what God will do. God can give you so much more than this. Oh, my. Well, we see our time has come, and we're not going to have time to finish this message, but it's just a little something to help motivate you that no matter how much you have given, you can never outdo God. When you've given your biggest, remember, God is able to give you much more than what you've ever given. And what you have now, he's still able to give you much more than this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You haven't seen your best days yet. Your best days are yet to come. And as the digits go up and as the birthdays come and as you get a little older, remember, don't slow down, but get a little faster. Because it's like when that home stretch, when you see you're almost home, you don't slow down. Oh, my God. I have a mother when in the days when she would drive, she would be really, really slow when she's away from home. But oh my, when it come down to almost coming by where her mom lived at her mom's house, when she make that last curb in the road and almost to her mom's house, I'm telling you, that little lady would speed up so fast because she would know she's almost home. Marvelous. Marvelous. As the digits go up, remember, we're closer home than we've ever been. You're closer home than you've ever been. So don't slow down. That's when you increase the speed because you're almost there. Father, we just thank you for this moment in time that we get to share with our friends from all over the world. We thank you right now for this prayer army and how you are just rearranging some things and reestablishing some things and how you're giving the prayer warriors the strength to just, oh, God, to refresh themselves, to revamp, to reorganize, re-identify, reassess, and hallelujah, and to get your job done. Father, we give you praise. Bless every prayer warrior. Bless every intercessor. Bless every leader, name by name and one by one. We give you praise. Father, we thank you for the leadership of this great country. We thank you, Lord, for President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama and their family and the grandparents. We thank you for our first family. We thank you, Lord, for an incredible job that you've allowed him to do leading this country. Oh, God, for these two consecutive terms. We thank you, Father, because we know, oh, God, if it had not been for you, oh, my Lord, such great victories would not have been accomplished. We love you and we thank you. Now, Father, hallelujah, glory be to God, as we embark upon the election, Father, you know who you want to take the leadership him. You know whom you have already scheduled to be the next president of the United States of America. Father, some prophets say that a woman, hallelujah, will lead. They have been told by you that a woman will lead. Father, that's super. Father, others are embarking upon, oh God, the young man, the gentleman to lead, hallelujah, and that's super. But God, you know exactly whom you have chosen for such a time as this to be the next president of the United States of America. Father, we trust you. We trust you. We trust you and have your way, hallelujah, and do what you have planned and orchestrated. And we trust you no matter what. Hallelujah, you will always be our Lord. You will always be our God. You will always be our Savior. We love you so much, and we appreciate you. We appreciate this time that we get to spend with our friends all over the world. Now, bless families everywhere. Bless, oh, sisters and brothers and fathers and mothers and Oh, God, just everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you praise and we thank you for victory in Jesus' name. It is so done. Well, my friend, that's all the time we have for now. But we look forward to the Lord say the same, to meeting with you again tomorrow about the same time. Until then, have a wonderful evening. And remember, you can always reach me by going to the email. That is ourof@aol.com. ourof@aol.com. Our H for Harry, O for one, U for unit, R for Richard, O for one, F for Frank. All right, ourof@aol.com. And until tomorrow, should the Lord say the same, have a wonderful night. We love you all with the love of God. Bye-bye.